And you are listening to the Texas Standard. You've probably seen signs or storefronts lately advertising something called CBD. CBD products are fairly new to Texas. They're usually oils, drinks, or snacks containing a chemical compound found in cannabis. It can't get you high, but when ingested, it is said to help alleviate inflammation and anxiety. At least some people believe that. Now, as with anything new to the market, consumers have questions about it, including, at least in this case, is it legal? The city attorney of Edinburgh recently asked just that in a letter to Attorney General Ken Paxton. Joining us now to talk about this is Molly Smith. She's a reporter for the McAllen Monitor. Molly, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
I think we've seen these signs for CBD oils and all kinds of other products for sale going up, sprouting up in strip malls, really all across Texas. What exactly is the city attorney there trying to get Attorney General Paxton to clarify?
The city attorney wants Ken Paxton to weigh in on whether it's legal to sell, distribute, and possess CBD oil. And the reason why he decided to ask Ken Paxton to issue a formal legal opinion is because he says there's a legal gray area in the state right now as to whether or not you legally can use this product.
I guess my assumption has been, yeah, sure, they're legal because, as I was saying a little bit earlier, there's nothing in them that would cause someone to get high, right? I mean, it's that THC that the state has really cracked down on, at least historically, right?
Right. And that's the assumption of a lot of people I talked to for this article, especially for CBD vendors. And the reason why most people think it's legal is because in December, the federal government passed the U.S. Farm Bill. And that made hemp, which is defined as anything that contains less than 0.3% THC, as legal in the U.S. And the issue I have in Texas is that based on a 2015 law, the Texas Compassionate Use Act, mm-hmm. it's only legal for this really narrow segment of the population to use CBD with up to 5% THC. And there's two criteria you have to meet. You have to suffer from intractable epilepsy, and then you have to have a doctor's prescription to use CBD.
Oh, interesting. So in essence, what I understand you saying is that if there's some product out there on a shelf which may or may not have some small minuscule amount of THC, that product may technically be in violation of Texas law.
Right. And that's kind of why a lot of people call it this legal gray area. And it gets even more confusing because in Texas, it really depends on where you live. So because we have this discrepancy between federal and state law, mm-hmm. it's up to district attorneys to decide if and how they are going to prosecute these cases. So in the Rio Grande Valley, you have kind of two counties. You have Hidalgo County, which is where the city of Edinburgh is based. And mm-hmm. that district attorney said that unless you meet the criteria under the Compassionate Use Act, it's illegal. The Cameron County DA declined to speak with me for the article, but via his spokesman, he said that he feels his opinion carries weight and can be used as a defense. So, you know, take that for what you will. And then we have the case of North Texas, where in Tarrant County, the DA has taken a firm position that it's illegal. And then in neighboring Dallas County, the district attorney says he has no plans to pursue CBD cases.
So is it clear what Attorney General Paxton might say or when he might issue his opinion? And by the way, this isn't binding, right?
The opinion is not binding. Essentially, you know, it doesn't change the law. It doesn't create a new law. It just is a written interpretation of mm-hmm. an existing law.
Yeah.
So it'd very much be a guideline for district attorneys or for law enforcement agencies in the state to say that, you know, this is what the state's top law enforcement officer thinks. It could take a couple months. It could take a couple of years. There's opinions dating as far back to 2013 that, wow. you know, he has yet to issue a formal opinion on.
Molly Smith is a reporter for the McAllen Monitor. Molly, thanks so much for speaking with us on The Standard.
It was my pleasure.